Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
About a month ago, I had the great pleasure of hearing a sermon preached by my dear friend, Hans Jörg Vogt, Bishop of the Independent Evangelical Lutheran Church in Germany. He began his homily by asking the congregation, "Does the Bible mention the phoenix?" We all looked quizzically at one another as he waited for our response. The legend of the phoenix is very ancient, probably dating back to ancient Egypt. Such authors as Herodotus, Pliny the Elder, Tacitus, and many others offer accounts of this mythological phoenix. While descriptions of the legendary bird vary, they all agree that the phoenix was very colorful, large, about the size of an eagle, and it is generally thought to have had a nimbus, emphasizing the bird's connection with the sun. While descriptions of the mythological creature vary, each account agrees that the phoenix perishes, often in flames of a funeral pyre, but then it emerges from the ashes or the decomposing corpse, and it is reborn into a new and beautiful creature. Well, we were all pretty sure that the Bible never mentions this mythological beast. And Bishop Vogt agreed that he is never mentioned in the Bible. However, the Greek word phoenix does occur in the Gospel of John. Jesus has just raised Lazarus from the dead, and he is now preparing to head into Jerusalem for the last time. He's riding on a donkey, and the crowds gather around him, singing their hosannas and waving their palm branches. We read about it in John chapter 12, verse 13. "So they took branches from palm trees, and they went out to meet him, crying, 'Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.'" The learned bishop informed us that the Greek term for palm branches here in John is actually phoenix. This variety of palm grows in the semi-arid climates where water supplies are near the earth's surface. They have branches that reach out about a meter in length, and they produce fruit. And John the Evangelist notes that it was these specific palm branches, the phoenix, that the crowd was waving as they chanted their hosannas, "Lord, save us." So yes, the term phoenix does appear in the Bible, but not as we might expect. But perhaps that's the point. Bishop Vogt wondered if John selected this specific variety of palm branch in order that the perceptive reader-listener to the Gospels, and I must acknowledge that Bishop Vogt is indeed a perceptive reader of Scripture, might notice the term phoenix and then connect the dots. Jesus, our Hosanna, the means through which God truly does save us, is heading to the cross. By all appearances, later that week, Jesus goes down in flames. He's disposed of, never to be heard of again. Yet out of the ashes, 3 days later, he rises from death, just as the mythical phoenix was said to have done. But this time, it was not a myth. It was real. It was true. From death came life. Is it any wonder, then, that many ancient church fathers employed the imagery of the phoenix to describe Jesus' resurrection? This figure was often used on tombstones of early Christians, symbolizing their expectation that they too would be raised from the dead to eternal life. It may also be seen in Christian paintings, especially those involving the crucifixion. This seeming defeat was but the prelude to new life, Jesus Christ's new life, which will never end. Thanks be to God who has given us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ, the true phoenix. Hosanna! Hosanna in the highest! Let us pray. Stir up your power, O Lord, and come, that by your protection we may be rescued from the threatening perils of our sins, and be saved by your mighty deliverance. For you live and you reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forevermore. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.